on FM, online, 24/7. This is 88.3 Southern FM.
Here now is Columbia by The Ventures. Finally got it right. Now, 20 years ago, we were coming to grips with the loss of the space shuttle Columbia and her crew of seven. On this evening's The Space Show, we remember the Columbia in song and poetry. So we're going to have a song now about the first space shuttle Columbia, which made its maiden flight in 1981. This is Fly Columbia by Leslie Fish and Diana Gallagher and Arlen Robbins. And the song was written by Diana Gallagher.
Fly Columbia.
Fly Columbia.
Thunder toward tomorrow on an oxygen screen. Thunder toward tomorrow, fire, flame, and rocket song. Mark a new time of man, booster candles light the dawn. Fly Columbia.
Fly Columbia,
foundation of the future, career of dreams, thunder on. Sunshine brightens the horizon, tension rings the morning haze. The shovel standing proud against the wind. Knows the distant stars, her delta wings will never grace. Countdown pulses race, the launch begins. Fly Columbia.
Fly Columbia.
Thunder toward tomorrow on an oxygen stream. Toward tomorrow, fire, flame, and rocket song. Mark a new time of man, booster candles light the dawn. Fly Columbia.
Fly Columbia.
Foundation of the future, career of dreams. Thunder on. Columbia, the promise of better days to come. Columbia, new mistress of the sky. Sail in orbit free, track the moon and chase the sun. Fly Columbia for humankind, fly. Fly Columbia.
Fly Columbia.
Thunder toward tomorrow on an oxygen stream. Thunder toward tomorrow, fire, flame, and rocket song. Mark a new time of man, booster candles light the dawn. Fly Columbia.
Fly Columbia.
Foundation of the future, career of dreams. Thunder on.
Thunder on.
Thunder on.
In all, Columbia made 28 missions, the last being the fatal STS-107 in early 2003. Now, Jerry Rucker is an engineer at the United States Space Alliance. That's a contractor at the Kennedy Space Center. And he wrote this song with his wife, Linda, and also with Roy McCall and Southern Gold, and it's simply called Blast Off Columbia.
T-minus 10 seconds and counting. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have liftoff. She's beautiful. She's clear to pass. Do you copy, Houston? This This is Houston. We copy.
Well, many a man-hour went into this thing. A job well done by the shuttle space team. We can't say that she's sleek and lean, but I'll tell you right now, she's a mean machine. The Columbia. Not the kind you smoke. This here's a bird. She gets high on herself. Rockwell Martin, USBI, all got together and they'd give it a try. You ought to see that sucker fly. There she goes, now way bye-bye. Two solid boosters hanging off the side. Look out, boys, you're in for a ride. She's gonna switch into overdrive. Just lay back and let her slide. Don't hit any fence posts on the way up there, boys. Flip them switches. All right. Crippen and Young are in the driver's seat with tons of thrust sitting at their feet. Home sweet home never sounded so sweet. After this ride, they're gonna be beat. Shook their socks off. Best of the rattle her teeth, too. Hold on, boys. All right. Now that we've got them into outer space, there's anticipation on every face. Thousands of eyes looking all around just to see where she's gonna touch the ground. We're praying for you, boys. Oh, you'll make it. We got faith in you. All right. Like a bolt of lightning, she came into sight. We could see her lining up on the runway lights. All hearts were troubled and gripped with fear until we seen her drop her fixed landing gear. Well, she's coming in so smooth and clean, running much better than a sewing machine. I'm telling you, them boys done fine. They landed that sucker right smack on a dime. We're proud of you, boys. Welcome home. Glad to have you back now. All right. The next adventure into outer space will be undertaken by the United States. Thanks to God and His love and grace, America's still number one in space.
During its 28 missions, the Space Shuttle Columbia carried many, many people into space. You could regard them as being Columbia's children. And the song by Joe Ellis has that feeling behind it.
Born with the strength of a free-flowing river that cuts a broad valley as it runs to the sea, raised on the will of a far-questing people, seeking for knowledge to set their souls free, forged in the flame of a burning desire to rise to the challenge of the boundless unknown, and quenched in the chill of a star-sprinkled vacuum, a dark new frontier that we long to call home. You wake to the call of a Florida morning as the sun rises up from the sea surf at dawn. You rise on a white light and vapor, the one that a nation has fixed its dreams on. You float in the darkness of space in an orbit 200 miles above your launching ground. Then spread out your wings and seek out the desert and stoop like a falcon till you finally touch down. The first among equals, the leader of many, you carry us up and you show us the way. You've seen all our dreaming and opened the starways and led in the light of a new dawning day. Columbia's children will lead us all upward to a new understanding of the far and the near, and Columbia's offspring will open the future as they lead us onward to the final frontier. Yes, Columbia's children will lead us all upward to a new understanding of the far and the near, and Columbia's offspring will open the future as they lead us onward to the final frontier.
You're listening to The Space Show with Andrew Rennie. Now, I would be the first person to admit that I am pretty awful at reading poetry. And so I thought I'd give one of these automated readers that you can find, software readers, to read a poem by Terence Chua. And, well, let's see what the automated program did.
Columbia Won't Be Coming Home Today. By Terence Chua. The mission's done. I barely pay attention as the seven start on their return. But then I look and see that awful vision. A shower of stars that brightly burn. And I whisper, Lord in heaven, not again. As the pictures loop once more upon the screen. And I feel the pain inside me rise. The tears start falling from my eyes as I flash between the present and the past I've seen. Columbia won't be coming home today. Another seven have been called away to touch the face of God. And even though the scars will slowly start to fade, we will still remember every soul that paved our highway to the stars. In 86, I sat there stunned in silence as another seven left in fire. But even then, there had been those before them that paid the price our dreams required. And we know these honored dead won't be the last, though we hope we'll never pay the price again. So each year we honor every name and keep alive that phoenix flame, to make sure that their sacrifice was not in vain. Columbia won't be coming home today. Another seven have been called away to touch the face of God. And even though the scars will slowly start to fade, we will still remember every soul that paved our highway. Columbia won't be coming home today. Another seven have been called away to touch the face of God. And even though the scars will slowly start to fade, we will still remember every soul that paved our highway to the stars. We must still remember every soul that paved our highway to the stars.
This next song is called Columbia, and it's by Echo's Children, and it was written by Catherine Faber. And as you might guess, it's about the Space Shuttle Columbia STS-107 accident, seen in the context of the price of human adventurous exploration.
She was first among our shuttles, and we watched her from afar. Lift off soaring, she carried hope and knowledge on that flying fortnight run, crewed by warriors and healers, and sometimes both in one. 16 minutes out from home, she faltered in her flight, lost communication and broke up in beads of light, and my heart heart is soaked in sorrow as it slowly understands Columbia Sky Strider is fallen with all hands. As a people and a nation, we have paid a price to learn that in any exploration there are some who don't return. We are neither fools nor cowards to be shaken now to know what our founders could have told us 200 years ago. Pictures stark before us spelled out the flyers' fates. 100 miles of wreckage lay strewn across 2 states. Scraps of twisted metal, a helmet gray with char. Across the fields of memory, a black and smoking scar. As a people and a nation, we have paid a price to learn that in any exploration, there are some who don't return. We are neither fools nor cowards to be shaken now to know what our founders could have told us 200 years ago. Across a waking nation, the shock and sorrow ran from sunny Amarillo to the forests of Spokane. From India to Israel, the mourners claim their own. A nation grieves its heroes, but we do not grieve alone. As a people and a nation, we have paid a price to learn that in any exploration, there are some who don't return. We are neither fools nor cowards to be shaken now to know what our founders could have told us 200 years ago. Columbia is falling, yet her journey isn't done. The secrets of the universe are dear and dearly won. In every generation we find some dreamers rise and set their lives at hazard to give us all the skies. As a people and a nation, we have paid a price to learn that in any exploration, there are some who don't return. We are neither fools nor cowards to be shaken now to know what our founders could have told us 200 years ago. As a people and a nation, we have paid a price to learn that in any exploration, there are some who don't return. We are neither fools nor cowards to be shaken now to know what our founders could have told us 200 years ago.
Echo's Children on the Space Show.
88.3 Southern FM.
On the Space Show, we are remembering the space shuttle Columbia. Our next song is often used as a tribute to the crew of the STS-107. And, yeah, that's STS-107 is the official name of the final mission of the space shuttle Columbia. This is Mission by Rush.
Hold your fire,
We'll be right back. Remembering Columbia. By Stuart Atkinson. Drawn silently across the sky. A laser straight line of fresh snow white. Yet as the diamond bright star at its tip skated across the blue. No one watching knew seven souls were being set free. Fleeing from and climbing through the hail of debris trailing through the air as brave Columbia tried in vain to keep her fragile charges safe for just a few kilometers more. 6 years later and here I stand staring sadly at the winter sky. The Pleiades' seven suns are shining like fireflies o'erhead. One for each bed left cold and empty on that cruel night. When Columbia broke apart and broke the hearts of those like me who longed to touch the stars.
And now we're going to have a song by Henry Calvert. He recorded this in 2020. And it's called Shuttleship Columbia, 16 minutes from home. And of course the 16 minutes refers to the fact that the shuttle was 16 minutes away from touchdown at the Kennedy Space Center when it broke up over Texas.
From home, 16 minutes from the ones that we love. We soared through the heavens, the doors open wide. Only 16 minutes from home, only 16 minutes from home. Spaceship was scheduled for heavenly turn. Seven loved ones on board was at its control. As it lifted off, seven numbers was called. God called. Each number was called. Soared through the heaven, the doors open wide. They can never come home, they're already home.
That we love. We soared to the heaven, the doors opened wide. Only 16 minutes from home. Only 16 minutes from home. Then at some service by graveside you cry. Don't shed any tears, 'cause we are not there. We soared through the heaven, we're angels today. We can never come home, we're already home. We're already.
That was Henry Calvert.
Going home too. 20 minutes from home. We are returning home from space. A part of God's creation, a beautiful and awesome place. It's been a great flight for me and six others. Much was accomplished by my astronaut sisters and brothers. 19 minutes from home. Flip the switches, watch the dials. Anticipate our loved ones' smiles. I guess by now, we can easily be seen. These shuttle runs have become so routine. 18 minutes from home. I'll be in church tomorrow with my kids and my wife. Then I'll begin to resume my earthbound life. The computers have us right on course. And we are beginning to feel the gravitational force. 17 minutes from home. A lobster for dinner, maybe I'll devour it whole. Everything's fine because I know God is in control. It will be nice to set foot on Earth once again. And be joyously welcomed by our families and friends. 16 minutes from home. Something's wrong. Thank you, Lord, that you said you would never leave me alone. Oh God. I'm home.
And we're going to leave you this evening on the space show. And this is going to be Columbia, the last flight. And it's an instrumental piece by Cosmi DJ, recorded in 2003, the year that the space shuttle had its fatal accident.